This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Today, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an Obama-era policy, one that helped legal marijuana thrive in parts of the United States. Sessions has been a longtime critic of marijuana legalization, blaming it for spikes in violence and comparing pot to heroin. What he repealed today is known as the Cole Memo. It discouraged federal prosecutors from bringing marijuana-related charges in states where the drug is legal. Marketplace's Rima Crace looks into what the change could mean for what's become a multi-billion-dollar industry.
The Cole Memo was the Obama administration's way of taking a hands-off approach to states that decided to legalize marijuana. And now that it's overturned,
there's not a directive to definitely go after marijuana businesses, but the door has been opened.
Jonathan Blanks is a research associate at the Cato Institute. He says now it'll be up to federal prosecutors on whether they want to crack down on marijuana dispensaries.
If they are a drug warrior like Jeff Sessions, all they need is a cease and desist memo from the Department of Justice, which would include shutting down the business and jailing the people who run the business.
But could they go after mom and pop shops?
No, they're not going to go after that.
Paul Larkin is a legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation and supports Sessions' move. He says federal prosecutors have limited resources.
What they'll do is they'll go after the people who are engaged in the unlawful interstate trafficking in marijuana.
Eight states plus D.C. have now legalized recreational marijuana. It's a $6 billion plus industry with thousands of medical and recreational shops across the country. Sessions' move could make banks and financial institutions more wary of providing services for marijuana businesses, says Robert Mikos. He's a professor at Vanderbilt University Law School.
If banks all of a sudden are even more skittish, even more worried about the potential legal ramifications under federal law, then those services might dry up and it'll make business more difficult.
Mikos says today's decision could have a chilling effect on other parts of the industry, but he adds that administrations in the past have tried to impose crackdowns and that didn't stop the marijuana industry from growing. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.